Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the end of the week, and you know what that means, a Political Coffee. That means you, well, it means it's Freedom Friday, where I, as your benevolent dictator talk show host, I'm saying that with tongue-in-cheek, I give you the freedom to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. And it's just really easy. You know, you just pick up the phone and give me a call. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let me ask you this question. Can Christians be deceived? People of faith, can they be deceived? I alluded to this yesterday because I think this is a powerful issue. And it is one that people of faith need to address. Pastors need to address, but frankly, we do as individuals. And again, you know, the whole point of my radio show is to talk about things in a manner that helps you change your world. Talk about these political issues in a way, over a cup of coffee, that gives you ideas, thoughts, phrases you can share with the persuadable people in your world. We all have them. So can Christians be deceived when it comes to liberty? I'm going to read this email to you, but I think it's really important. But it is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, there's an Oregonian story about a Josephine County commissioner saying you got to rely on God and not doctors when it comes to this business of the vaccine. In fact, he's quoted in the story of saying, what I think is the right thing. Eileen, are you listening? He said this, quote, "You cannot set aside the right of liberty and freedom for the sake of a mandate. People still in America have the freedom to choose. And I'm shocked that people are willing to give that up for the good of society. Sounds very communist, very socialist. That's not what America's about." Now, there's a companion story about all of this vaccine mandate. It was a Channel 2 story. It's called "Nurses Leaving the Profession Could Be Detrimental to the Oregon Hospital System." Boy, if that isn't ever the understatement of the world, ever. Now, in the story, they talk about nurses just being burnt out as the reason that nurses are going to be leaving the profession. Well, why would that be? Why would they be burnt out? Because other nurses are getting fired and they're having to pick up extended shifts. Now, why is this even a story? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're going to find a way, the Oregon Nurses Association, which is generally a pretty good group, they give a lot of money to Kate Brown and to the ruling Democrats. There are some Republican business groups that do that too, as protection money, you know, because it is a mafia-style racket. But I'll tell you that they're asking for changes, to make changes that would help with nurse retention. Okay, what would those be? Now, there is no doubt. I mean, I have a good friend, and Ronnie, I'll get to you in a second here. It's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Don't talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. I have a good friend who was my airplane mechanic, former Marine, just graduated from nursing school at George Fox. Worked his butt off. Took him 5 years. You work hard to become a nurse. Any other, whether it's a CNA or a full-blown registered nurse, you work hard to become a doctor. Really hard. And it's a very expensive education, very time-consuming. And you get overworked. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have great sympathy for people that get overworked, and especially in a profession, the medical healthcare profession, that is deeply emotional. And it is. I have incredible respect for those of you in this profession, because it ain't easy. And I'll tell you, from a guy from the outside, I spent 30 years in the fire service almost, 12 of them as a line firefighter. And I know the stresses and the trauma and the images that you encounter emotionally as a firefighter. Same is true with cops. You know, those of you who are nurses, you're trying to help people to the best of your very ability. And it's tough. And sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes they die. It's hard. For you to lose your job because now you went from being a hero to a heretic, as Lars wrote about, there's something wrong about that too. We cannot allow this governor to continue to do what she's doing. She must respect our individual right to choose what goes in our bodies. Period. But the judges, it's the story about that. Judges won't halt the governor's COVID-19 vaccination mandate despite the Oregon troopers' lawsuit. There are 33 troopers. A judge rejected a request for a temporary restraining order on the mandate. The underlying lawsuit will still go forward. There was another lawsuit. This is why I'm telling you folks, forget suing in state court. Now, sometimes it's necessary to go do that to establish a federal lawsuit down the road. But this is why I want to go back to Steve Jonkus, Jonkus Law, Jonkus.net. In fact, I referred another listener to Steve's email this morning. Those many of you, your best shot is filing a federal lawsuit, not in the state of Oregon, where the appeals courts, where the retired judges, where the Oregon Supreme Court are owned by Kate Brown. And they are. So it's steve@jonkus.net. Let me spell Jonkus. J-O-N-C as in Charlie, U as in uniform, S as in Sierra, Jonkus.net, steve@jonkus.net. Email him. And I don't care whether he knows that it's me sending people to him, because I'm sending a bunch of people to him. Because some of you have gone to a lot of these other people that I've sent you to, and they're overwhelmed. I got another email from somebody else about that, this same person, Freedom Foundation, Pacific Legal. They're all being overwhelmed. Go to Ronnie, who's on the line. Ronnie, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday, brother?
I'll say this right now, my brother. If you go on Flashpoint on the Victory Channel or on Facebook, there is a good message, and I will talk about Mr. Robin. He's about halfway through, about the 31-minute mark. Here's the situation, people. We are under not just only a personal battle, but we're on a spiritual battle. And he talks about parting. He was there January 6th, as I was, not too far from the president. And he went back to October 4th, and he brought his staff and split it, and they had a roll archive, you know, like the scrolls that used to have in biblical times, hundreds of thousands of names in D.C. the other day. And he just closed up the Red Sea. Right now, the Republican Party, yes, there is strife, there's things, but just like was said about with the enemies that was in Tom Winston Churchill or Wallace with Robert the Bruce, we must come together. And in that process, the victory shall come, but it will come in God's timing. And we got to be patient. We got to be adamant. We got to be peaceful. And go to these school board meetings. Go to these city council meetings. Stand up for our liberties. Do not shrink. Because right now, those people that we're losing, that being forced by this so-called mandate, this injection that they want to force people to do that violates the Nuremberg Code, we must stand up peacefully. We must not be tolerant. Otherwise, we shall be like our ancestors in Europe and other parts of the world, walking to our own ovens of Auschwitz, Dachau, and Sobibor. If we don't make that time to stand and we stay silent and hope somebody else is going to do the work, the time is not now for ourselves. We got to be the lifting. We got to be the light. We got to be the flame of truth, love, liberty. For as what was said many times by Adams and Franklin, if you forsake your liberties for security, you shall have neither. This is a time that we must rise up peacefully, and we must hold our people accountable. 2021 and 2022, especially before the elections and the primaries, we must choose the leaders that will listen to the will of the people, not use anger, not use division and strife, and don't go through and disrespect those that's trying to give services to us people. We must assist them, law enforcement, our medical teams, and everybody else, and we must speak as one voice. And even though we may not get along, we must speak as one voice, for the will of the Lord shall prevail over this enemy of division and trying to take over our liberties and our rights of being parents or godparents or mentors in our communities. We must stand, and we must not waver. This is my message to all of y'all. But please go to Flash, watch Flashpoint. It's a good episode. Got everybody I love, and you can learn something. They give us a tool spiritually and wisdom-wise how to fight this battle that we're going against. So to my Republican buddies, get on there. Stand. Do not weaken. Just because we did a platform last weekend don't mean that work is done. We must also have a message. Maintain a stiff backbone with humility, compassion, and love. Because those people that may be on the streets that we may despise in some cases might be the people that might lift us up and might be able to get them on the right track to go join us so we can turn back the tide of tyranny. This is my message to all. May God bless each and every one of you and have a good weekend.
Thank you, brother. And it's the right message. Friends, it's up to us. Are they going to defend our liberty? All of our liberties, including our faith liberty. Back in a moment, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? I do want to read this email to you. This is powerful. Can Christians be deceived about liberty?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, Street and Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? It's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220, or send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I'll do my best to read it on the air, like the one I got from Rebecca saying valleyvet.com does not have ivermectin. Says it's not available. I think Jerry sent that to us yesterday. By the way, Jerry, if you're listening, someone would like to send me an email, would you, if you can? Somebody would like to make contact with you and ask you some questions about what you've been talking about. So just shoot me an email, jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Anyway, Freddie had sent me a great text message. It is, it's the hardest job in the world is being a sign language interpreter for Joe Biden. And he sent me this. Just apparently the script that Biden's supposed to read off of. Oh, my goodness. How true, huh? How very true. So is Freedom Heating and Air being a great company that you ought to consider doing business with. When my new home arrives, this will be, sometime next year, I am going to have them come out and give me a bid for installing a central air system, heat pump. You know, they are a great company that has been around a long time in the Salem area, well over 40 years, because they take care of their customers. They're also a great company to work for, and they're looking for people to work with them. Why don't you give them a call? Either way, you'll be satisfied. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Can Christians be deceived about liberty? So David sent me an email about Dave's a man of faith and he does what we hope that you all try to do. And that is to influence those around you. And in his way of doing it is he sends emails to an email list, especially those specifically about tyranny. Well, he gets one back from Brother in Christ. And this email sounds like, until you get to the conclusion, sounds like someone who is a complete believer in liberty as a person of faith. So, and he does this in a very respectful and a loving way. So, you know, I believe this person who's writing Dave is very sincere. And he talks about tyranny. When people who hold power exploit and abuse that under their own rule for their own benefits. They twist language, they make look they're right, justifying the lack of interest or collaboration or compromise or disrespectful that it was disagree. I mean, this could be everything that we hear from the left, from Kate Brown, from Joe Biden. Everything this man is saying here. Until you get to the end. And I'm going to read this last paragraph, and I want you to listen to this, because this is where this person doesn't understand who America is and what the Constitution is, even though they claim to. Now, these are flowery words, and if you did not understand the Constitution and the intent behind it, you would think this person makes a very sound argument. They don't. Listen. I'm going to read this to you. Now, listen to this. Quote, tyrants, on the other hand, tend to exact unreasonable and extreme sacrifices from the powerless who receive no benefit from what they provide. Think of slaveholders, King George III, many present-day dictators. These demands go hand in hand with true deprivations. Too little food, inadequate shelter, severe punishment for insignificant crimes, lack of medical care, the breakup of families and cultural groups, etc. Now, what he just said there, I'm going to stop for a second, is clearly out of the leftist mindset, all of that. But let me continue. He says, et cetera, he says, mask and vaccine mandates are, in my opinion, far from true deprivations and government overreach. The same goes for reasonable regulation of assault weapons and taxes that are used to provide a basic foundation of well-being for everyone. I'm going to stop there for a moment. That is leftist socialist language. I'm going to continue with the email. He quote, these are principles clearly fundamental to our law, the Constitution. The preamble sets up the principles underlying the specific rights and responsibilities the law seeks to uphold. These principles and values are what I cherish. Here's the money. The money quote. Quote, the founders were attempting to create a way of governing that upheld the rights of every individual, that is plurality, while at the same time protecting the will of the people, that is the majority. Never an easy, clear-cut task, unquote. This is where that person goes wrong. The founders were not attempting to create a will, a way of governing that upheld the rights of the individual and protecting the will of the people in the majority. Our Republican form of government, based on the Constitution, protects the right of the individual from the majority. That's where this Christian gets it wrong. Big time wrong. This is the socialist view of Christianity that so infects the Christian church. And I don't care what your religion is, whether you're Catholic, evangelical, it doesn't matter. Whether you're Lutheran, non-affiliated like I am, it doesn't matter. America is infected with socialist mindset like this. People who do not understand the founders' true intents. Our Constitution, our rights, are set to protect the rights of the minority from the tyranny of the majority. Can Christians be deceived? This is one example of where they certainly are. Back in a moment at 6:30. Freedom Friday, what do you want? 503-589-1220, back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's got to be political, of course. 503-589-1220 or shoot me an email. Jeff, KSLM.news or Jeff, 1220.am. Michael writes an email, by the way. Arrest. Arrest shall be by warrant based on probable cause. The vulture called Kate Brown has arrested the whole of the people that are alive inside the boundaries of Oregon. Do not confuse arrest being taken into custody. These are two different things. So because Kate Brown's panties are on fire, we have been arrested. And this is tyranny. Yikes. Let's go to the phones. Go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother? What do you have to say on Freedom Friday today?
Good morning, Jeff. First, let me say, because I've been meaning to say this all week, got a beautiful brand new gate that Bo Smith and his partner built for me. And so now I can actually open my gate, and it looks really nice. So use the advertisers at KSLM, because that's what keeps this radio station going. after that, I want to say, I hope Mr. Junkus gets his lawsuit filed. I called. I haven't heard back from them, but we need this injunction against Kate Brown and all these businesses who are forcing their employees to get the shot are taking away their jobs so that we don't lose our jobs here in Oregon. And to answer your question, Jeff, we can get fooled because Satan is the great deceiver. We just have to always be on guard and pray and hope he intervenes and guides us.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, that's, we need great wisdom during this time. I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, you think about it. Why on earth would, you know, God allow this kind of tyranny to come against his people? I'm just speaking about people of faith, not people who are, I mean, not of faith, who already feel this deprivation of their liberties. But why would we as Christians, I mean, how does it make you feel? I mean, do you feel discouraged as a Christian? Man, I don't, because I think this is all part of God's plan. But how do you feel about it? I mean, you talk about prayer, yes, but how does it make you feel to go through this?
Well, God has a purpose for each and every one of us to serve him. And I learned a long time ago, Jeff, when I lost my eyesight and I was going blind, that there was a purpose for me, and that was to advocate for blind people's rights, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have to put your full faith and trust in him, and he will reveal what your purpose is and what he intends you as an individual to do with the life that he gave you.
Well, I think you're right about that. I mean, that's, each of us need to ask for wisdom about what we should be doing with our lives, with our talents and our abilities. And it's, I mean, it's not an easy thing. This whole fight for liberty, I mean, I maintain this is the thing that brings us together as Americans. I mean, I just really believe it. And it is the thing that we have to always focus on, because it is so true.
Yeah. Well, it's a learning experience, Jeff, and we all know that we're human and we're going to make mistakes, but God reveals to us things, and then we must take what he reveals to us and make ourselves better and learn from our mistakes. And that is how we succeed in life, and we serve his purpose, and then we give everlasting life. I mean, that's the great promise. And if you believe in that, you always have that rock to hold on to when, you know, you experience these negative things because of the evil in the world.
Yeah, you're right about it. You're absolutely right about that. And this is the thing about faith. I mean, it has always been the challenge for me, Art. I don't know about you, and I don't know about those of the rest of you in the audience who are people of faith, but I mean, I don't know sometimes how to mold the two of them together. As I've gotten older, I've gotten better at trying to understand what that could mean in terms of standing up for faith and our liberties. You know, I mean, it's just, and how do I every day put that into play in my daily life? Yeah, prayer is a huge part of it. I mean, it is, that's my connection to God. But how do I then translate that into actual activity in the community? In dealing with other people, you know, do I go to school board meetings? Do I run for office? Do I just work, Art, to be a persuadable person to someone who's persuadable.
You take your God-given talents and use them the best that you can, Jeff, and that's all God expects from you. But he also expects you to pray, and he will guide you. You know that, and I know that. And then you have to thank him for helping you and stuff too. And that's the key to success in life. And that's all I can say.
Being grateful, absolutely. And I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to live in this great country, and frankly, to even have the challenges that we face today. Art, thanks. I appreciate your comments today. Have a marvelous weekend. It's Freedom Friday, friends. What do you want to talk about? Eric Azer, by the way, is one of our great advertisers, RighteousRenovations.com, talking about faith and how you apply it in your everyday life. Well, he does in his business. He lives it in his business, and they mean that. They take care of their customers. They listen to their customers. They do really good work. They have high standards. They don't disrupt your life when they're doing a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel. Why don't you check it out? Check out their website, RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Freedom is a precious thing. You know, I have to tell you, think about my two grandsons, one's 8 and one's 10. I want them to live in an America that's free. I want them to live and have every opportunity that I could, that I have had. And, you know, it's worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for every way that is appropriate. And this is why, you know, Art's comments are so right here. Each of us have talents and abilities, every one of us. There are some things that are common to all of us as human beings. And liberty is that thing. And whether you're a person of faith or not, whether you're liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat, everybody wants to be free. It's human nature. Now, sometimes it's people seek too much freedom. And that happens too. But again, bottom line, friends, is we are at a place in America where everything that was so sacrificed for as a nation by our founders is in jeopardy. Everything I care about for my grandsons is in jeopardy. I want them, I deeply desire them to live free, live in this great country. Truly. I want them. I want the world to see America as this shining city on the hill. You know, a lot of American speakers have talked about that over the years, Reagan being probably the most profound of them. You know, that comes right out of the Bible. It does. The shining city on the hill. That's what America is. And for all of our faults, and folks, we've had plenty. There is no question we've had plenty of faults as a nation. But I'm just telling you, friends, that we have every opportunity to preserve this great legacy that I believe God created in this nation. When the first people, the first pilgrims, landed, they planted a flag, a faith, dedicated the land to God. And I think that's part of our legacy, and that's the fight. 6:48. Back in a moment. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about politically?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? It's your last segment of the day. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. You hear me talking about this great product called Roof Max from Pfeiffer Roofing. You can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Family-owned business, been in business since 1978. Second-generation family-owned. This product can save you a lot of money. Instead of spending a huge amount of money for a new roof, if your roof, your asphalt shingle roof, is maybe on the edge of kind of needing to be repaired, maybe not replaced, Roof Max might be the product for you. It is a soybean-based product. They just spray it on your roof, folks. That's all they do. And it goes into the asphalt shingles of your roof, and it permeates them, seals them up. Now, I got to tell you, if the choice is between spending a lot of money for a new roof or Roof Max, I'm going to go with Roof Max because it's a fraction of the cost and you still get the benefit of extending the life of your roof. If you want to check it out, go to their website. I got a great video on it. It's called PfeifferRoofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Give them a call for a free estimate. See if your roof is a potential candidate for Roof Max. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. You know, I'm glad that Art is trying to call Steve Jonkus. I'm sure that, you know, that Steve, who is trying to help people with litigation on the federal, is preparing to file this federal lawsuit, is looking for people to join in this lawsuit. I'm glad that he's out there and he's doing this because everybody's being inundated because, frankly, the law is the only way that we are going to be able to preserve what we have. Linda writes this email about the Constitution. I'm with you. I keep believing this is all part of God's path. He would not sacrifice his greatest experiment in world history. The thing that bothers me is that every time somebody says, oh, that's against the Constitution, is totally ignored to the point where the Constitution has been sacrificed and no one wants to defend it anymore. In Washington, D.C., the Republicans are the worst. Yeah, sorry to say that. We have some of that here, as you know, my feelings towards the Rhino senators who chose to get bought off, and to some extent some of the House members, rather than stand up and do the right thing, using their constitutional rights to protect us from the tyranny of the majority. Yeah, it happens. By the way, Linda wanted me to remind you, I often talk about OregonWatchdog.com. That's my friend Jason Williams, who has for years, I mean, he just started that thing on a shoestring, and he has kept it going, and it has been a good thing for a long time for him. So, friends, OregonWatchdog.com, that's where I get a lot of this news, and it's a place you can go so that you can read some of the stories that really do affect your world. They have a story here about how a Oregon churches brace for a new round of attacks. Another headline here is a ruling could eliminate death penalty for many. The tribes asked Governor Brown to scrutinize the Dutch Brothers founders' gambling center. What? Yeah, no kidding. All of these are headlines on OregonWatchdog.com. It's, again, it's one of the places I go for a lot of those headlines. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You got a couple of minutes left. If you want to call, tell me what's on your mind about whatever you want to talk about politically today. The end of the week. Got something you want to get off your chest? This is your opportunity. 503-589-1220. I want to remind you that if you use CBD like I do, buy it with great confidence from pro-bioscience.com. They are based here in Salem. pro-bioscience.com. And use the discount code for a 15% discount. Use it for the month of October. Use the word pumpkin. Pumpkin. Get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Hello, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Just a couple quick things on the border. One item is that they've seized over 600,000 pounds of drugs. 260,000 have successfully entered undetected.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, do you think the average person is sort of getting this at the most basic level, that Joe Biden is giving all these illegal aliens access to America? They don't have to be tested. They get free money from the taxpayers. And we don't? We don't get any of that stuff?
I think they focus on the number of people or the humanity of it. Not what's bad about it.
I think that isn't there. I mean, don't you think that some people go, wait a second, I don't get those benefits. I have to get vaccinated or I lose my job. And these people get to waltz in here. They don't even get tested for COVID. We don't even know where they are. They won't tell us. Don't you think the average person looks at that and says, that's not fair. That's not right.
But they're shipping them to sanctuary cities. I don't see protests about that.
No, and if we did, we would be branded racist for protesting it. And if we did, the news media wouldn't let our point of view get out there. I mean, it's one thing to be compassionate towards others, but folks, we cannot let the world into America, to this great shining city on the hill. We have to limit who comes in here. Every other nation does, because they all get it and they understand. But this is the leftist mentality. Tim, thanks. I appreciate your call. Have a marvelous weekend. Folks, we are the greatest nation, I believe, to ever exist. And I mean that. The liberties we have are very special. We must fight to maintain them, whatever that means in your world. And that's why the issue of prayer is so important. Pray about what is your role in preserving liberty for future generations. May you all be blessed out there. Have a marvelous weekend. Talk to you on Monday.